Let me bring you into the 70s, and you returned to Tulsa, I think 72, 75, and you were really kicking. What was the lineup from morning till night personalities at KAKC?
When I first came back there, which was in August of 72, a guy named Simon Train, who had been at one of the big stations in Washington, was doing mornings, but he was getting ready to leave to go back to the big station in Washington. A kid named Johnny Lane, whose real name was Gary Dark, born name Gary Dark, but because there were two Gary Darks in the market using that name under false pretenses, he called himself Johnny Lane. He was doing the morning show. He moved up to it. A kid named Michael Grant, using the name Gary Odo Stevens, was doing middays. Jerome Stone Cannon, who I had worked with 2 years earlier in Bakersfield under the name Steve Cannon, he was doing 7 to midnight, and I came in to do the afternoon show.
Didn't Mike McCarthy do mornings?
Mike came in when I was gone the last time. In fact, by the time I came back, when Gary Stevens was PD and I was just the afternoon jock right before going to New Orleans, Mike had come in during that time. And Mike was probably the first real morning man, a guy like you, or like Chuck Adams, or like, you know, so, you guys who really are born to do morning drive. Mike was the first one of y'all I ever worked with.
Wasn't he known as Morning Mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denver. He had all the features, and I mean, he got it going. I loved him. I half a dozen times I almost killed him, and a couple of times we almost came to blows, but I would have killed for him, and he would have killed for me.
Mm-hmm. Denver Fox, who I worked with, still is at KRMG, by the way. He was part of that lineup.
Yeah. Denver, I don't remember exactly when Denver came to us, but he came, and he was doing 9 to midnight. And I remember I got Denver in a very bad bit of trouble with Gary as the PD or something. Marvin McCullough, when he was doing the KRMG Noonday show, had a trick he would pull. He had a studio audience full of people, and he would put his hand down under the desk and hit the cough switch. Well, because the engineer, no, he would hit the cough switch, and the audience wouldn't notice that the mic on light went off, and he'd say something really raw, and then flip it back on and keep going. The audience is losing it. How does he get by with that? Well, one day, Ed Blodervogel, the engineer, decided he's going to have some fun with Mike, with Marvin, so he took the auxiliary mic in there, put it on audition, and hit it on, so that when Marvin hit the cough switch and thought he turned it off, Mike stayed on. And Marvin said his whole thing, looking at this and realized it, and he lost it. I mean, he was that good for the rest of the show. Okay? So I picked up with that little stuff from him. We had the kind of mic pot that you could click it all the way down to audition. So I won't say the song, but it was an Elton John song that had a suggestive lyric, a suggestive title.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do a thing with people in the studio where I'd go, "That's Elton John," and click down on the other hand and say the line that made it really raw. And pay back up, keep going. Denver was in there one day showing some people the station when I did that. Denver didn't know about that. Denver almost got fired when he did the same line one time, but without potting down.
Oh, my.
I had to call Gary and explain to him. I said, "No, that's on me. That's on me." But Denver was a great guy to work for. In fact, I saw him about 3 years ago. A bunch of us met out at Goldie's when Harry and Clayton were both still alive.
Yeah.
And Denver came, and it was great seeing him again.
Yeah. You began to treat Tulsa like your second home. What was the appeal for Tulsa for you?
When I first started listening to KRMG and KBOO and Kelly, when it was still KTUL Boulder on the park in Tulsa, something about Tulsa just sounded like a great city. Like, I first started listening to John Chick doing Music Till Midnight. I heard Don Wallace do hits on a record before he went to WKY in Oklahoma City and became, you know, one of the best top 40 DJs the city's ever had. And I listened to Larry Strain for a while. He did Music Till. And then I listened slavishly to Doc Hull and Gurglin' Gertie. I just fell in love with Tulsa from that. And then when I got the Edwin T. Meredith Foundation scholarship, and I thought, well, wow. Oh, and I'd heard that TU had a great radio school. I'd heard that even before I got the scholarship. So I said, well, I love KRMG, and I love KVOO, and I love KTUN. I love what I've seen of Tulsa, because I've been through there one time. Maybe I'll just go to Tulsa University Radio School.
Yeah.
And then I got the scholarship, and that nailed it.
Yeah. Did you listen to Johnny Martin?
I loved Johnny, except I thought with that marvelous voice and that music ability put together, why do you keep using the same cliches over and over? If he could have just said what he had to say without those, although I'm sure that the true Martin addicts, that was probably part of what they listened to him for.
His Martinisms, oh yes. Keg Night in the City and all those sorts of things.
I'll meet you by the water cooler.
Yeah, he had a lot of great sayings, great following. There's no question about that. And I got to work with him for a while. I came in 76 and the two of us hit it off and I enjoyed
it. Okay, you came right after I was there because I was trying to figure, because my sister, like I say, always was talking about the adult station they listen to, KRMG, and she told me, she said, Scooter, this guy, John something in the morning, John Early, I think is that, he did a thing about Oral Roberts in that 900-foot doghouse, yeah. And I thought they were going to blow up the station.
Yeah. We had fun with that. But I also want to point out here on the ratings that while KAKC was strong, in the mid-70s, I think is when KRMG began to make its move. There was that many tornadoes that came on June 8th of 1974. Well, the station went wall-to-wall coverage on that, and that's when KRMG was put on the map and the weather map. And then in 73, they started the Great Raft Race. So that era then began to project KRMG into the number one news talk radio station. They weren't news talk then, but became the news station and became number one for many, many, many years.
I remember even probably the first person I met impressed me as going to do something over there was one of your morning predecessors, Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Came up from Houston, I think it was. And he was getting a lot of talk and I think getting pretty good ratings. But also, there in the mid-70s, that's when FM started getting rock on it, and KMOD and KRAV and those other stations started doing something with it. And sadly, KAKC missed the boat and messed around too long and just never had a chance to get in on that.
Right. Well, our competition was KVOO because they were country, and we tried to mix country in to compete with that. So as sometimes it would be KVOO number one, sometimes us back and forth, or the demographics would change. So that was our target, was KVOO when I came there, and remained that target for a long time. But then KMOD, of course, came up, and they became very, very strong, and at sometimes would defeat KRMG. And now the whole scene's much, much different than it ever was back then. But KRMG today, News Talk, ranks lower than number one, but it still is considered the weather station. They've been able to hold on to that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Anybody I know in Tulsa says as soon as the clouds get, we punch 74 or what is it, 92.9 or...
Right. And I need to give credit to Ken Greenwood. I don't know if you ever met him or not, but...
Ken was the manager when... They said they wanted to talk to me, and I come to find out they were going to offer me afternoon drive.
Mm.
And I look at it now and I go, that would have been my dream, and it would have turned into a nightmare, because I would have sounded so sore thumb on KRMG.
Yeah, it's amazing, now that I think about it, that they would even call you. You're absolutely right.
Well, I was doing a weekend show along with Two and Jim's nighttime news through the week, and I never did anything. I didn't do funny bits. I didn't do topical bits. I didn't do great segue. I just did a show, and for some reason, they called me and said, when I called them and told them I was going to have to quit because I was going back to KAKC, said, oh, we were getting ready to ask you if you would like to do our afternoon drive show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to put this one down and ponder it way later on because it's just too much head spin right now.
And then in addition, I know this is about you, but it's interesting, Tulsa Radio, that Ken Greenwood did all these editorials, and he would involve himself in local issues and local politics. And so it began to make KRMG very much of the everyday life of Tulsans and beyond. And so that's how it scooted along till I'm in 76. And I was just lucky I got to walk onto that I knew that I was standing on a news station platform, and it wasn't me they were coming for, but they were coming for news and weather, and then I got to participate with that audience. And so that worked for me and for the station, of course, for many, many.
How long did you stay on there, John?
30 years. I've been gone 15 now.